right next to Haiti's destroyed presidential palace, which collapsed in the earthquake. It was once a magnificent building, and it's now just concertinaed into itself. I'm standing in front of it, and there's a big parade square here called the Champ de Mars, which is still, nearly 2 years after the earthquake, completely swamped with tents full of homeless people. The international aid agencies have been trying to organise these tents and organise some humanitarian aid for the people living in the tents.
Just off the square is the University of Haiti, where I met a group of students highly critical of the aid effort in their country.
You can ask yourself, if they really help the people, people help them to become more rich, but they don't help really the people.
I think they talk about business. We still have the same problem. People still living with sickness. What they do for them? People still living with sickness in Haiti.
You think so too?
It's true. They come to get our money and then get back in their country.
The students, like most people I met in Haiti, were not critical of one charity, which they said was making a real difference. The medical aid group MSF, Médecins Sans Frontières, or Doctors Without Borders. This is their hospital in a tough working-class district of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. When I visited there, a small boy was being treated for a serious head injury, and a drop-in clinic was overflowing. Without MSF, this district would most likely not have a hospital at all.
Here in Haiti, you have a lot of
But the head of MSF in Haiti, Gaëtan Drossard, is aware of the limits of what charities and the United Nations and all the other foreign actors here can do. He stresses the importance of supporting the Haitian government.
The UN system is here and it's trying to coordinate as much as they can, all these actors, but it's almost impossible. And only the state could have this authority to put this in place. So we don't have a choice. If we want to achieve something here in Haiti, the state must be the central actor.
Gaëtan Drossard is a rare aid worker who believes what he should really be doing is working himself out of a job.
There is still a lot of weaknesses in all humanitarian world, we will say, and the way is functioning. Because obviously if we continue to work as we work today, we will be here in 100 years, and this is not the point.
But the problem is that supporting the government of Haiti is not always easy. Battered by the earthquake, a cholera epidemic, and regular hurricanes, the government has not, until now at least, had the capacity to respond to multiple emergencies. Here's just one. A camp for people made homeless by the earthquake nearly 2 years ago. Tents and tarpaulins hung over a few scrappy wooden poles. Stony ground. No running water.
But it's non-stop. Everyone wants to talk to you.
Yes, everybody. And I know all of them.
An aid worker from Argentina, Ana Juarez, is acting like a magnet, a pied piper, as we walk through the camp.
It's very dangerous. They have many rapes, many violence.
This pied piper is being followed by young women. Ana Juarez is a rape counsellor.
So we've been here for 10 minutes and already you're surrounded by, what, about 20 young women?
Yes.
And you think, do you know all of these people, all of these girls?
I know all of them.
And they've all been raped?
Yes.
A 21-year-old tells me she left her tent briefly one night and was raped by three men. At this camp, the picture is certainly grim. But there is a glimmer of hope. Several senior aid workers said there was a good chance the recently elected president of Haiti, the dynamic former pop star Michel Martelly, could make a difference. Leonard Doyle works for one of the larger charities here, the International Organization for Migration.
The government has been remarkably energetic and remarkably effective. Given that they have a tiny resource base, they have practically no tax collection in the country. So they're dealing with it really, really with a stacked hand against them. Given that, they've been incredibly modern, incredibly focused. They've taken the humanitarian perspective. The president is incredibly popular with the people. So there's every prospect, with the enthusiasm and energy that we're seeing from the president, there's every prospect that they'll get to a much better place quickly, because there is a lot of joined-up thinking happening now.
It's a straw in the wind, perhaps, but in Haiti, people have to get hope from somewhere, and the new president may be a good place to start.